What if everything you've been taught about leadership is wrong? According to Gallup's groundbreaking 50-year study involving over 20,000 leaders, the most effective leaders don't waste time becoming well-rounded. Instead, they invest heavily in their natural talents while strategically surrounding themselves with people whose strengths complement their own. This revolutionary approach has transformed organizations from Microsoft to the U.S. military, boosting employee engagement from a dismal 9% to an impressive 73%. The traditional leadership development model, identifying weaknesses and working to improve them, actually undermines confidence and effectiveness. When we focus on fixing perceived shortcomings rather than amplifying natural talents, we create mediocre leaders who lack authenticity and impact. Consider how history's most influential leaders succeeded precisely because they embraced their unique strengths. Winston Churchill wasn't well-rounded. He was often abrasive and stubborn. But his extraordinary communication skills and unwavering determination made him the perfect leader for Britain during World War II. The strengths-based approach yields remarkable long-term benefits, creating what researchers call cumulative advantage that compounds over decades. Most leadership teams form through circumstance rather than design, with technical competence consistently trumping team dynamics. The sales star becomes sales manager, the IT wizard becomes CIO, regardless of leadership qualities. Leaders rarely recruit specifically for complementary strengths and often unconsciously select people similar to themselves. As Israeli President Shimon Peres noted, most leaders prefer loyalty over brilliance, when ideally they should discover hidden potential regardless of conventional credentials. Gallup's research identified four distinct leadership domains: executing, turning ideas into reality; influencing, selling ideas and building coalitions; relationship building, providing team cohesion and developing talent; and strategic thinking, focusing on future possibilities. While individuals don't need to excel in all domains, effective teams must collectively cover all four. Despite studying thousands of successful leaders, Gallup has never found two with identical strength sequences. Leaders may share goals, but achieve them through unique strengths, making leadership diversity essential. Wendy Kopp's founding of Teach for America demonstrates these strengths in action. Witnessing educational inequity activated her responsibility strength, inspiring her vision for a national teacher corps where recent graduates would commit 2 years in underprivileged areas. When the White House ignored her proposal, Kopp's achiever strength drove her to build it herself. She set an ambitious goal of recruiting 500 core members in the first year, requiring $2.5 million. Despite skepticism, Kopp worked 18-hour days developing a business plan, making cold calls, pitching to donors, building school partnerships, and screening 2,500 applicants to select qualified teachers. Have you wondered how successful organizations reach even greater heights? Leaders with influencing strengths naturally excel at selling ideas, commanding attention, and mobilizing others toward shared goals. They serve as catalysts for change, communicating compelling visions and rallying support. Simon Cooper's leadership at the Ritz-Carlton demonstrates this perfectly. Taking over in 2001, Cooper's maximizer strength drove him to elevate the company from great to world-class. He recognized that 90% of the brand's image was emotional, created by employees bringing the brand to life in guest interactions. This insight sparked innovative training emphasizing personal connections. Cooper's woo, winning others over, and activator strengths shine when engaging frontline staff, emphasizing what guests can't buy: smiles, relationships, and caring service. He set ambitious standards, considering properties below the 98th percentile as underperforming. In an industry notorious for hierarchy, Mervyn Davies, chairman of Standard Chartered Bank, shows how relationship-building strengths can transform global organizations. His commitment to transparency was revolutionary in banking. Davies placed a coffee cup displaying his top five strengths on his desk, making his leadership style approachable. He broke traditional boundaries by sending a candid email about his wife's breast cancer to 400 executives explaining how it would affect his schedule. This culture of trust helped Standard Chartered grow during the 2008 economic crisis. Davies implemented mentoring programs, created development opportunities, and personally coached promising employees. His greatest satisfaction came from watching others learn and grow, a testament to his relationship-building strengths. Brad Anderson's journey from sales associate to Best Buy CEO exemplifies strategic thinking strengths. With themes like context, ideation, input, learner, and connectedness, he presented himself as an approachable professor rather than a typical executive. His strategic vision eliminated commission sales to create a pressure-free browsing experience. Despite resistance, Anderson focused on thinking about the next 15 years, not the next five, recognizing informed consumers needed a different retail environment, transforming industry-wide sales models. Curiosity defined Anderson's leadership. He found inspiration by taking time away to read diverse materials, from Rolling Stone to historical biographies, helping him identify patterns others missed. He deliberately surrounded himself with diverse leaders who challenged his thinking, creating complementary partnerships. His habit of reading several books weekly and feeling in the zone when absorbing information fueled his vision. The results speak volumes. A $1,000 investment when Anderson became president in 1991 grew to $175,000 by 2008, a 17,400% return. His legacy demonstrates how leaders combining strategic thinking with genuine curiosity create lasting organizational impact. Have you ever wondered why you follow certain leaders but not others? Gallup's groundbreaking research shifted from studying leaders to understanding why people follow them. After surveying over 10,000 followers, researchers identified four fundamental needs: trust, compassion, stability, and hope. Trust forms the foundation. Followers won't tolerate dishonesty. The truth is your bond. You die keeping your promises. Employees who trust organizational leadership are 6 times more likely to be engaged. Compassion matters. Followers want leaders who genuinely care about them as individuals. Employees who feel personally valued show higher retention, customer engagement, and productivity. Stability provides security amid uncertainty. While organizations must evolve, employees need confidence about their future. Those highly confident in their company's financial future are 9 times more likely to be engaged. Hope completes the picture. Followers want present stability with optimism for tomorrow. The most powerful leadership impact measure was whether leaders made employees feel enthusiastic about the future. 69% of those strongly agreeing were engaged versus just 1% who disagreed. True leadership legacy isn't measured by today's accomplishments, but by developing leaders who extend your impact exponentially. Consider Martin Luther King Jr., whose influence has grown from millions to billions of lives improved during his brief 39 years. High-performing leadership teams maintain results focus during conflict, prioritize organizational needs above egos, achieve work-life balance despite demands, embrace diversity beyond strengths, and attract top talent despite high expectations. The strengths-based approach requires honest self-awareness and strategic partnerships. By investing in your natural talents while surrounding yourself with those who excel where you don't, you create leadership that's both authentic and comprehensive. Your greatest contribution isn't what you personally achieve, but who you develop. In a world obsessed with fixing flaws, discover your leadership DNA. Invest in your unique strengths and build complementary teams. Your leadership journey is about becoming the most effective version of yourself while empowering others to do the same.